How's it going? Warm? That's generous.
100 degrees here in DC.
I see you're stepping down as the convener for Link Data?
Yes, I need to reach out to you about if I should still be part of the convener's panel.
Who else is it going to be? Because aren't you both stepping down?
Yes, we are.
But the SIG's not being disbanded, so.
I hope not.
Yeah.
If, I mean, I'm hoping somebody will step up. If not, I'm going to say it's on hiatus, not disbanded.
Yeah. That's hard. That's going to be
Yeah.
one of my questions for today is, like, should we just take an August hiatus? Like, should we just acknowledge that August is not a month? Like, because it's, I've seen a lot of other SIGs doing this because there's just like, there's no one around and it's impossible to schedule anything. So,
August is the cruelest month.
well, I feel bad because we did that in June when I was traveling for work.
True.
But like, there's no one here. So, like, who do we meet with?
I often feel really bad when I s cancel meetings, but when somebody else cancels a meeting, I never feel bad.
I
So
know.
remember that when you're canceling the meeting, you're actually probably making a lot
I
of people happy.
know. It's like, as my personal gift to you, I have canceled this meeting, is really the way to think about it.
Well, I
Well,
mean,
so
part of it
in the
is
spirit of
that,
that, though, this one's going to be short. So.
okay. No, I was going to say that, if we have a meeting and it turns out to be 15 minutes, then we've had a meeting. And the thing is that we keep that meeting on our calendars and in our minds, and everybody else is still missing out on something. So they'll join.
Yeah.
I know, Laura. They're still
It's
missing
hard though,
out.
because it's like, if you have a 15-minute meeting, it's like, well, you disrupted someone's flow for like 15 minutes. And like, I don't know. I feel bad about that too.
Yeah, but that's what
I just feel
people.
bad for existing. Like,
Yeah, but you see, the thing is that everybody will have it on their mind that this space is supposed to be for cross-app SIG. And then if the meeting turns out to be 15 minutes or 20 minutes, they have 40 minutes that are unaccounted for anybody else who wants to meet with them. So, we on the down low, we give them a little time for them to do whatever work they want.
yes, because when that happens to me, what I do is work typically,
Of
and
course.
definitely not
Of course.
Instagram.
You don't go for a walk, you don't, but you see all the more reason to try to have, to try to have the meeting scheduled. And then if there's very little to discuss, then there is little to discuss.
This is true.
It weren't a gazillion degrees out, I would say if the meeting's short, we all should go for a walk.
So the
That
one
would be
nice thing about
healthy.
my apartment is
Yes.
that there's a pool here and my next meeting is internal. So I'm
Oh.
like, if I can get out of this meeting by 12:30, I can make it to the pool and have my next
Yes.
meeting from the pool. So
Okay. All right.
it's not
All
that special. It's pretty
the
common in DC. It's really hot here.
more
So
reason.
okay, all right. So I don't think we're gonna do any better than this, so let's just get what we can done. So my
Okay.
first question is the one I asked at the very beginning, which is, should we follow the lead of other SIGs and just bail on August, or should we? I'm seeing nods, so it feels like this is a popular idea. Okay. I will post on Slack in case anyone has any objections, but otherwise, let's just say August is kind of a wash. So the reason that we needed to meet today, though, is because we were planning to meet. I was planning to meet with the POs in early August. I suspect they're in the same boat we're in, so it might be end up being like September. But the main thing that I need feedback on is whether or not our priorities from earlier this year still stand. I have a feeling that not much has changed, and that we'll still want this to be generally in the same order. But I guess I can post about that on Slack as well. Previously, we'd done sort of like voting in a in a Google sheet, basically. So we could do that again, or we could just get everyone to sign off on this because I seriously doubt much has changed.
I should know this. Have we added anything to our list of priorities since we last prioritized the?
Right.
Because
I
I feel
think
like
that.
if we haven't added anything, then I'm totally fine with saying, yes, this is still our priority list.
Yes, but some stuff came up when we had our wrap session.
Is the stuff that came up. Why is this thing up here now? It's very strange.
It's
Is
magic.
the, well, it's like, hey, did you read this context? I'm like, no, because it's from April. Like, the stuff that came up at the wrap session, did it make its way into tickets? Was it already tickets?
Let's see. There's one with a ticket attached. Can Cross App provide guidelines across app, e.g., dates should be provided in ISO format, and there's a mod invoice thing there. We'd say not a Cross App issue as it is within an individual module, but we do have a role in providing guidance for consistency across apps.
Okay.
So
So
see.
it sounds like I need to do sort of like a quick sweep and make sure that nothing else has shown up that's tagged cross app sig.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. And then I will ask if we need to reprioritize this or if we're still in the same situation. The last major ticket that I remember talking about is was yours, Laura. So I don't think there's been. Everything else has been sort of reviewing things that were already open.
And that was
Okay.
mine was the being able to hide.
Yeah, it's this one here.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. I thought I
Yeah.
remember.
Okay. So I'll ask on Slack about re-ranking, and I am still trying to finalize a date for checking in with the POs. So that's where we are with that. The other sort of big outstanding thing is this WolfCon prep thing. So I had originally put this on the calendar to talk about the next time that we meet on the 6th. But if we strike all of August, then we'll just talk about it on the 3rd, is I think where we are with that. And we can just pick things up on Slack and people can work on them as they're able. How does that
Okay.
sound?
Sounds okay to me. Is the third Labor Day? No, it's not. I'm sorry. The first is Labor Day. I was like, that sounds awfully close to something, but no.
Yeah, it does. I did
But
actually go through and make sure that all the holidays were on here at the beginning of the
good.
year, but I don't know. Maybe we're celebrating different things now.
No. That's I should have checked. Labor Day is never on a Wednesday. It's always on a Monday so that you can wake up on Monday and think, oh my God, I have to go to work, and then realize you don't, and thus fully enjoy the
It's just
day.
like a canceled meeting.
Right.
I'm
Only
sensing a whole
that
theme in a circle here.
last day.
We brought it around so neatly that I feel like we have to end on that note. Is there anything else that we should talk about today? Or should we all go outside and touch grass or something like that?
Well, you can go outside. It is a, you know, we are beginning our latest heat emergency here, so.
Yeah, it's actually, there's my phone keeps popping up. It's like, did you know it's hot outside? I'm like, thank you. I really appreciate that. I mean, it's like serious. Like they have like heat shelters and everything here in DC, but
Well, you know, as long as you spend at least a half an hour in air conditioning, you will survive the day.
I don't know if that's the medical consensus on how heat stroke
No,
works.
they found out during the heat disaster in Chicago in 1995. Lived through it, thank you. And what they told people was spend at least half an hour in air conditioning, and you're more likely to survive, you know, just every day.
Oh.
So you had to spend a minimum of 30 minutes every day in air conditioning. So if your home didn't have air conditioning, or if you had rolling blackouts like happened in my neighborhood, you know, you just had to be somewhere, you know. And what that meant was a lot of people went to the movies because you could get 2 hours in air conditioning.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm definitely curious about what the science behind that is, because I'm sure it's some sort of like, like unexpected benefits kind of thing.
Right. I think it's just sort of like cooling the body enough
Yeah.
that you can just make it to the next day. But,
Wow.
you know, I mean, it was like the power went out every night at 6, came on every morning at 1 a.m. You know, it was quite a time.
That's
Put it
crazy.
that way. But yeah, what they found out, because especially a lot of the people who died during the heat disaster were people who didn't have electricity, or didn't have, good electricity, but always blackout. They couldn't afford to run their air conditioning. They were afraid to open their windows because they were in a bad neighborhood. And, you know, it's just like, and so, you know, people just kind of like, you know, and of course, mostly underserved neighborhoods. The headlines happened when we were dealing with, some fridges went out on Addison Street near Wrigley Field, and that was a disaster. You know,
Yeah.
all those restaurants and bars, they just could not, they couldn't function, and they needed restitution. You know, meanwhile, everybody's sweltering in the less served neighborhood. But anyway, I'm making the meeting go on too long. So,
No, we're still under. I'm still gonna make it to the pool. But that is
yes.
so interesting. I am gonna let everyone go, and I will pick this
Right.
up on Slack. So have a great rest
Wonderful.
of your week, and I will probably not see some of you for some time. So have a good August if we go that way.
Right, you too. Oh no, Heather is just joining.
Heather, we're all keeping we'll never get connected though. Heather, we're gonna shut this down. We're gonna pick this up on Slack.
Good timing. Thanks.
I know. I'll post on Slack as well.
All
Okay.
right.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.